All seven Democratic presidential candidates will debate in South Carolina later today. That state holds its primary Tuesday, the first southern state to do so. North Carolina Senator John Edwards, a native South Carolinian, is leading the polls there. But today, John Kerry scored a key endorsement from South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from Greenville.
In a state with a small Democratic Party and a large African-American vote, Congressman Clyburn wields power. Not only is he South Carolina's highest-ranking black politician, but he's one of only two Democrats in its six-member congressional delegation. Clyburn had initially backed his friend Dick Gephardt for president, but now that Gephardt is out of the race, John Kerry has won Clyburn's support.
John Kerry has the right stuff to help us bring our people back together so that we will have real meaning when we say, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clyburn's endorsement comes a week after Kerry won the support of South Carolina's highest-ranking white Democrat, veteran Senator Fritz Hollings. It also comes as Kerry begins a major campaign push in South Carolina, where he had been all but invisible since early fall. Visiting today for the first time in 4 months, Kerry said he's eager to compete here and throughout the region.
I will continue to campaign in the South. I intend to wage a vigorous race in the South. In fact, I think it is time that we create a new coalition in America. And in my race for the presidency, I intend to prove that we are indeed one America.
Clyburn, a six-term congressman, represents a district that's 53% black. His own official biography notes he's been called the Carolina Kingmaker because of his political influence in the minority community. African Americans are expected to account for as many as half the votes in Tuesday's Democratic primary. And University of South Carolina political scientist Todd Shaw says Clyburn is likely to sway some of them.
He's going to be a factor in this election, or in having undecided voters to decide, because he has an organization mobilizing people that will try and make a difference to get people out.
Clyburn's decision is a disappointment to John Edwards, the frontrunner here. Edwards had sought Clyburn's support as well, but had to settle for endorsements from two of the congressman's top aides. This afternoon, Edwards downplayed the effect Clyburn will have on Kerry's South Carolina campaign.
If you look at what's happened in previous states, I mean, Iowa is a perfect example. I think Governor Dean had all the leading endorsements, and he did, ended up a distant third. Begin a presidential election, you can't tell voters what to do. They're going to evaluate each one of us and decide who they want to be their president.
Indeed, when Edwards made a campaign appearance today at an African-American church in Greenville, few voters said Clyburn's announcement would influence them. Roosevelt Thompson, a funeral home owner, says he'll make a decision based on the candidate's economic plans, not on their endorsements.
I think now people use their own intelligence, mostly to persuade themselves, you know, about who they think would be the best for them. I got to think about what would be the best for my two mortuaries, you know, for the small businessman. Mr. Clyburn is a fine fellow. But I like to sort of ration out my own decision in Washington, too, will be the best.
For undecided voters like Thompson, tonight's debate may help the decision-making process. The seven candidates will field questions from moderator Tom Brokaw in the nationally televised forum. Then tomorrow, the presidential hopefuls will be part of another event, a town meeting hosted by African-American radio personality Tom Joyner. The candidates will answer questions from several pre-selected families. Organizers say tomorrow's event is designed to spotlight issues that concern minorities, rural residents, and the poor. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Greenville, South Carolina.